It's Macca and Bex, and we've just been joined by John Owens. Is it a granddaughter?
Oh, I wish, yes. So I'm his stepdaughter. I'm Sam Silite.
Ah, Sam. It's lovely to see you again, because you came in a year and a bit ago with some kids from
school. Yeah, we came and did a little bit of singing here for you.
Yeah, it was all right.
Christmas before last.
Had plenty of hits, plenty of downloads.
Absolutely.
Some of them kids had some great voices. Now, you're here for a positive reason. You're going to be talking about a big recruitment for teachers. So, first question is there a shortage of teachers?
There are, across the nationally, there are a shortage of teachers in terms of teachers being recruited into the job. I've been doing the job 23 years, absolutely love it, would definitely promote it as a great career to go into. I think schools on the Isle of Wight are quite stable, but it's always good to have new blood into the system.
That sounds positive. I like the sound of that because, you know, obviously our education system on the Isle of Wight took a bit of a pounding a couple of years ago, but it's moving in the right direction. So you will be joining a group of people that are, positive and on the up. So
yeah, absolutely. I think it did go through a really tricky time during reorganisation, but that's been settled now for a few years, and I think you're seeing latest Ofsted reports, etc., as very positive. The island's a beautiful place to come and live. I've personally relocated here from the Hertfordshire area. My children are at school here. They're having a great time. I'm loving my job on the island. And really, the recruitment fair is about either island people or people from the mainland coming along and seeing about teaching on the island.
Okay, so tell us about the recruitment fair. Where is it? What's the date and the times? And is there a website?
So the recruitment fair is in Havant. It's on the 3rd of February. It's Havant Leisure Centre. That's in the Civic Centre Road there. The recruitment fair itself is open from 2 until 7 p.m. The idea behind the recruitment fair is it's for Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. So anyone who might be interested from any universities who are already training to be teachers to come along to the fair to see if Hampshire and the Isle of Wight would be a good place for them to start their careers. It's also for people who may not yet have decided on their career path and are thinking about teaching to come along and have a look at what the island's offering, what Hampshire's offering, what individual schools are offering, and to have some conversations with people who are already doing the job.
Okay, so it's aimed at people like Bex has got two sons. Are they both in college training, teacher training?
My eldest boy, he's already done and he's working, but my youngest one, he's in his second year.
Okay.
So somebody who's in their second year, he's doing primary school education degree. Is it worth them coming along, Sam?
Well, it may well be, because it's always good to be keeping an eye on the future. I guess he's got either a year or maybe two to go in his degree.
Year and a half, I think it works out.
So absolutely, it'd be lovely, because students can start thinking, okay, is this a good area for me? Start making those links with schools, start making relationships, bit of networking, that side of it. So absolutely, we'd encourage him to come along.
Brilliant. Okay, I will tell him.
So we're absolutely clear who should come along. People that are already teachers, people that are in training?
Basically twofold. People who are already at university, coming towards the end of their degrees specifically for teaching, but also people who are a bit younger, perhaps haven't gone to university yet and are still thinking, because there are lots of routes into teaching, and some of them are done actually on the island through the SKIT programme. So we train people on the job, and that might be a route that's more appropriate for some people, particularly people who've already been out to work and are looking for a change of career. Lots of people actually come in that route and just do it really practically without the university side.
What is the SKIT programme, Sam?
It's a training programme for teachers on the island. So it's run from the Bay. The head there is called Duncan Mills. He organises the programme. And we as head teachers on the island sign up to taking students to train So homegrown, basically. Yeah, they don't. Yeah. No one needs to go off the island. You basically have your school experience here on the island. For example, we've just got someone who's training at Queensgate, but going over to the bay to do extra work there, so that they get experience of a variety of schools. So that goes on every year on the island. There's some paid places for that and some unpaid.
Okay. I had never heard of that.
So when you go to recruitment, are there jobs for, you know, we were talking about Tom Headfunk, who does a show for us, and we thought he was incredibly busy all the time because he told us how busy he was, but he only works as a part-time teacher. So are there part-time roles as well?
Yes, absolutely. Usually people coming out of university want full-time roles, but people maybe later on in their career often want part-time. There are opportunities for both within teaching.
Okay, what's the best thing about being a teacher then?
Working with children, because there's never a dull moment when you work with children. They're very lively, very dynamic, good fun, and you never know what's going to happen next. And it's a very rewarding job, seeing young people grow and flourish and learn new things.
Are you forever learning as well then, when you
go through this? Absolutely, completely, yeah. For me, my job's great because I get to work with children, but I also get to work with a great team of teachers who are in the business of learning, so it's a learning journey.
Okay, so it's February the 3rd.
It is, yes. February the 3rd in Havant.
What do we need to do? Do we need to make a phone call? Do we need to book ourselves on?
No, not at all. Just turn up on the day. The fair itself is open between 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. There'll be a whole variety of stalls there, from schools in Hampshire and from the Isle of Wight. I'll be there with three colleagues, three other head teachers, going to run a stall there. So we're aiming to promote the island and what a beautiful place it is to live and work in, and promote the great career as well.
Okay, so I come across and I'm a teacher in training, or I've done a bit of teaching. What can we expect to, you know, we come over, we have a chat, then what happens?
So at the fair, there's all the different stalls. The idea being that if what we're trying to do is connect people, so if schools on the island have vacancies, we are meeting people at the fair who are looking for jobs imminently. We're going to take emails, etc., and put those people in contact.
Okay. What is there a shortage most of? Which kind of teachers are we looking at? Science, English, maths, or is it across the board?
Well, I'm in primary myself, and the stall that I'm running at the recruitment fair is for primary schools on the island. We've joined together because I don't know if you know that primary schools do work together, and we have different strategy groups. Our particular strategy group is the community group. It's basically a group of head teachers who work together to involve the community in education. So that might be businesses, and this kind of recruitment and putting people in contact with each other as part of that. There are also, going to the fair, the secondary schools. I believe the five main secondary schools are going over to the fair, and they will have vacancies. They'd obviously be able to tell you in more detail about that, but I think that maths and science is always an area where recruitment is necessary.
Okay. Is it specifically for those age groups, or is it teaching across the board, like all schools?
It's teaching across the board, actually. So we are at the fair, there will be preschool provision and also higher end higher education as well.
Okay. And what sort of advice would you be, because these people would probably be looking at teaching for the first time, and they may not have a clue of, you know, what age group they want to teach. So how can you sort of fathom out where they want to be?
Well, again, the fair's quite a good thing for that, because they'd end up talking to people from the different age groups. But I think my advice would be get into a school and give it a go, because as schools we do DBS check everybody, but actually we generally welcome people coming in and offering support and their skills into our environment. And then often we find people that have come in as a helper of some kind, yeah, then go on to maybe become a teaching assistant, and then maybe go on to be a teacher as well. And they've come through that route of just sort of walking through the door and saying, can I help hear some readers for a day a week? So yeah, I just encourage people to get into schools and experience it for themselves. Yeah. Not listen to all the bad stuff, actually. Just come in
what
and...
What bad stuff?
I know Harry did a six-month voluntary placement at a primary school on the islands and absolutely loved it before he went to do the university degree.
That was at Barton, wasn't it?
Yeah, at Barton.
I used to go there.
Yeah, and he absolutely loved it, and it kind of reinforced his desire to do it.
That's the best thing. If you've got that opportunity to get in, I mean, most university courses do expect the students to come in and have some experience before they go off to university to train, and that's a great way of doing it.
What sort of money can we earn then as a teacher? Because I'm just thinking about change direction.
22,000.
Oh wow, that's not a bad one.
Is that a start
it?
For a newly qualified teacher?
That's more than
yes.
what I'm getting.
Yeah.
I think I might come along.
Yeah, but Ian, you have to have a brain, love.
Well, what can I teach? I can teach you something. Can teach something, how to make an egg.
You can teach grumpy old men skills.
Cook an egg.
You could come and teach how to be a DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do, couldn't I?
Come and talk to the kids about it.
Yeah, no, that would be good. Maybe we'll link up and chat about that anyway.
Okay.
But it's interesting. I'd say you didn't answer my question because you was a bit political. Maybe you a bit like a politician, sidestepped it. Is there a shortage of maths teachers or English teachers?
I don't know, to be honest. I'm in the primary phase, so I don't have that kind of feel for secondary.
Do you have to have a skill all the way across the... Because if you're a primary school, does that mean you teach
in... Oh, okay. So
maths,
in primary
English,
school, yeah, absolutely. We teach 12 subjects.
12?
Yeah.
Go on, name
them.
Oh,
really?
English, English, maths.
This is like a big challenge. Okay. English, maths, science, MFL, which is modern foreign languages. So that might be Spanish or French or something else. Art, design and technology, PE, RE, history, geography.
You have to learn all of this, do you?
Yeah, so absolutely.
Wow,
I think
that's
I only
incredible.
Got to 11 there. But cookery, design technology, all that side of things as well. PSHE.
Excellent.
12, woohoo!
Well done, way to go. Because I thought maybe just come along, it's okay, I'll teach English or whatever. You know, it's not. You have to have
that's much more secondary. Once children go into the secondary sector, it's absolutely a specialism. But within primary, that is the love of the primary school because you're covering the whole curriculum, the whole 12 subjects.
Because my son, I don't mean to bang on about him too much, but he's having to do a specialist subject and he's chosen maths for primary school.
Yep, so at university we all have a subject that we specialise in, really for our degree purposes, but once you're teaching, the expectation is to cover the whole curriculum.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It's really interesting. We've only touched the surface, though. So maybe you've got to come back and we'll do a real good discussion. I'm just hearing that maths teacher, the son of yours, going, once one is one, two. How do you make that interesting?
You don't do that. You don't teach like that.
You've got to do that. You've got to do your times table, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So come on, how do you make that interesting?
So
then?
We do times tables at my school using table binders, which is like activities first thing in the morning. We do some chanting.
Yeah.
There's lots of resources on the internet that involve singing and involve actions to times tables as well. Lots of problem solving, putting it into real life situations, real life equipment out, you know, Smarties, that kind of thing. A whole variety of ways. You've got to be creative.
Absolutely. See, you did that, didn't you, years ago? Once one is one, two's a four.
And we had it up on the class side and Sister Patricia would point her ruler at you and go, eight eights! And if you got it right, you got a chocolate.
If you didn't.
And if you got it wrong, you just were ashamed, really.
It's changed a little bit since then.
I guess you can't bribe children with chocolate now.
Well, right. Most of us are healthy schools, so we don't tend to, no.
That's a shame, really.
Okay. What would you would have gone back otherwise.
Oh, gosh, yes, maybe no.
So, February the 3rd, that you have to just get yourself along, make a telephone call, maybe, or
just turn up. Just absolutely.
Turn up. Where is it again?
It's in Fareham, isn't it?
It's in Havant. So it's on February, Wednesday, the 3rd of February. It's Havant Leisure Centre, That's on the Civic Centre Road in Havant. I have got a postcode here in case you're interested, P092AY, and the fair is open between 2 and 7, and we'd love you to come along and have a chat to us on the stall.
Could you redo the postcode so anyone going there with a sat-nav can put it in?
Yeah. I can send it to you and pop it on the website if you want to, but it's P092AY.
Okay. Fabulous. We've kept you talking long enough. Your tea's probably warm enough to drink now.
Thank you.
But thank you for coming in. It was really interesting. Will you come back again?
Yes, I'd love to. Thanks very much.
Excellent. Nice to see you.